Kilo Bravo 3 Zulu Tango Whiskey online. Testing.
This is K3IFO. Can anyone hear me?
Hey, hello, Joe. This is Jim. WB3KAS. Sound loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. K3IFO.
All right. Let me make sure this thing's working. All right. Looks like my audio is good. We'll be starting at 8 o'clock, just a little bit after. So just hang in there, folks. KB3MXM. KB3MXM. All right, it's 2,000 hours. Let me turn my other radio down. Stand by. 2,000 hours. We'll be starting here in just a few minutes. Let some more folks join us. Thank you all. This is Marty, KB3MXM, Maryland DC Section Manager. And let me get a sound check from. Let me see. Who can I pick on? How about Jim, WI3N? How do I sound, Jim?
Wait a minute. How? Sound okay to me. I don't know how you don't look that good, but hey, no, anyway. This isn't Zoom. That's okay. No, you sound good.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate it. Okay, very good. All right, we'll be starting in a few moments, folks. Just hang in there. All right, that should be enough time. Thank you all for joining us this evening, and I appreciate your participation. I'm going to go through a quick list of what's going on in the section, and then any of your announcements for activities, amateur radio activities in your area. All right. Well, I've been very busy. Work has been taking a good portion of my time, so not a lot of time to do radio stuff. But we'll get through it today, and we'll get through it for the next month or so. Break. So Hamvention is underway. I missed it this year. I had work to do and had to cancel my trip. It is what it is. So that is this weekend. The next HamFest will be the Maryland FM Association in West Frederick. That is on the 29th. Manassas is on the 4th of June. The Father's Day HamFest in Arcadia, Maryland is on the 19th. And then we'll be into Harrisburg for the Firecracker HamFest on the 2nd, and then the end of the month is Chambersburg in PA, and then the ever-famous Berryville on August the 7th. Break. Okay, so we've got a couple of great things going on. We've got Field Day coming up soon, so let me talk about that first. If your organization, your club, or group has not yet put your location on the Field Day locator, very easy to find. You go to the league website, you put locator or field day. If you haven't put your site on there yet, please do so. Remind your field day coordinator or your club president or whoever's taking care of that. I use that list to prepare the trek across Maryland, D.C., and I also send that out to into section leadership so they have a chance to visit your site as well. So please do that as soon as possible. We are, by the end of the month, we'll just be a month away. Okay? I mentioned the HamFest, the conventions. If there's other activities that are going on that's similar, maybe you've got some club activities, please let the section staff know. You all know my email address, so just drop me a note. Over the last couple of months, we've had some great training sessions. Roll did a great session. I think he had 200 people participating in his extra class all over the country, using the remote functions that we have all become very familiar with, or most of us have. So look for more of those, and the league is starting to do that as well. So good opportunity to get involved. If you need any help, turn to your club or fellow ham. They probably already have it set up. There's many ways of doing it. There's Microsoft Teams, there's Zoom, there's plenty of ways to get it done, so you might want to explore that. And the league website went through some house cleaning and some facelift on what it looks like. If you haven't been out there recently, please do so. There's some great information if you put in if you put in classes or you put in learning in the search window, they have a whole new section on learning. It includes everything that that we're very interested in, both amateur radio related and emergency preparedness. And you should really explore that and get an opportunity, if you can, to take some classes. It really comes in handy. And the idea of training, as I've always said, isn't for you to learn something. It's for you to participate. So once you get that knowledge and you can be part of the team and be aware of what's going on and understand how to effectively participate in exercises or other events. Our affiliated club coordinator, Chris, I don't see him on the screen. I just talked to him about 20 minutes ago. He's not available, but I just wanted to cover some things about the clubs. Like I said before, if you're planning on a field day event or other gatherings, don't forget to send that information to the section. Also, the league has been contacting our affiliated club coordinator, which is also Chris, in getting some of the clubs or most of the clubs to send their newsletter to the league. The league is looking for content. The idea is to get that information in their hands so they can distribute it to fellow hams nationwide. And then lastly, I'll cover tonight two things. First, we're going to start filling up some of the appointed positions within the section, and there are quite a few PIO, PIC at a section level. I'm doing that right now. I need somebody to help me. So if you're interested in getting involved in public information, getting information out not only to us here in amateur radio, but also to served agencies and your community leaders, and you're interested in doing that, please let me know. There's many appointments, and you can find those appointments on the league website. Just type appointments in the search box. And then the last item, probably the most important one that we've all been talking about, or at least I hope everyone's been talking about, is the recent Maryland legislative bill, HB, Hotel Bravo 331, amateur radio antenna structures. That unanimously passed the Maryland House and the Maryland Senate unanimously for the first time. We are really on the brink of having an amateur radio bill for the state of Maryland. And I've had communications with Delaware and D.C. and some other section managers have also shown interest in that process. And we're going to share with them our lessons learned. Now, that bill is due to be signed sometime soon. I think the next bill signing for the governor is the 21st or 26th, I think, of May. It has passed the Maryland House and Senate, so it should be enacted in October, when all the bills are put into law. But just keep this in mind, Brake. We still have a long road ahead of us, and what I mean by that is that although Maryland will have an amateur radio antenna bill, it still requires our county executives in the state of Maryland to adopt that as law and change the ordinances in their areas, including some of our independent cities within Maryland. To give you some example, Baltimore, for example, I think Salisbury's one. So, keep informed on what's going on when your local executives get together to start adopting bills and ordinances. I'm trying to form a coalition under the title that we have within amateur radio for the league is what we call the LGL, Local Government Liaison, and S, Sierra Golf Lima, State Government Liaison. If you have an interest in this, and I've had some people already email me to form this coalition, it would be very, very helpful if you could participate. All right, that's all I have at the section level. I'm going to kind of go through the rest of this pretty quick. Let's see. Do I have anything else? No, that's all I have. Okay, so let's go down the list, and we'll get everybody to check in. As we do always, I'll go to section leadership first and let them give their briefing, and then we'll go to some repeaters and get some check-ins from there or other link systems. And then we'll go to the folks here on the net. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW, WASH_DC EchoLink node and linked repeaters. We'll be right back. All right, let's take a couple of repeaters here real quick. Let me call on Mike, K-A-2-J-A-I. Mike, go ahead and check in. Let us know what you're doing over there, and call your stations, please.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. And let me turn this other one down. We're coming up on our monthly meeting date tomorrow, but instead of a regular meeting, we're going to be having an exercise on the air. I've been referring to it as the mini SET. So we have probably about a dozen participants lined up playing various roles with tactical calls, and we'll be using voice, we'll be using Winlink, and so that's in the plan for tomorrow. Okay, I actually don't think I have anybody connected via the Echo Link note tonight, very unusual. Let me ask if anyone else on the 805 is waiting to check in, please call now.
K3KWT with no comments.
N3SEO.
Zulu Bravo 3, Zulu Uniform Mike.
Alpha Echo 3, Julie Golf.
Okay, I got KB3KWT, N3SEO, AE3JG, and there was one more I couldn't pick up. It was a lot of distortion on the signal. Could you try once more, please?
Zulu Bravo 3, Zulu Uniform Mike.
Okay, I think I got Zulu Uniform Mike. Very distorted. Let me start with Frank, N3SEO, for comments. Go ahead, please.
Nothing going here, Mike. Everything's cool. Back to net. N3SEO.
Okay, Frank, thanks very much. AE3JG, go ahead.
Thanks for having me, but I haven't checked in a long time, so I'm just listening now. Thanks for having me. How back at 3, Julie Call.
Okay, thank you, Paul. I copied. You have no comments. ZUM, let me try you one more time for comments.
Kilo Bravo 3, Zulu Uniform Mike.
Okay, very good that time. Go ahead with comments.
All right, thank you. Kilo Bravo 3, Zulu Uniform Mike. The name is DJ Delta Juliet. I'm actually in the process of joining, so this is one of my check-off my items for the task book. So I'll largely be listening and learning.
Okay, thanks very much. Marty, that's our list for this this net, and I'm going to turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mike. And just to let you all you know that, you know, I took all of the active, all of the Echolink nodes in the Maryland, D.C. area and made a list. And believe it or not, I made a code plug. I know, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? I actually made an Echolink code plug. And if you're interested in that, I'm not going to put it here, but if you're interested in that, I can send you the link. And it's very easy to do. You just find the favorites folder in your Echolink directory. You open the favorites folder. There will be the call signs in there. And then you can add the Echolink call signs that's in the code plug, close the application. When you reopen it, you'll have all of the Maryland DC Echolink nodes, okay? And I also created one for Aries. I'm still working on that one, and I'm still working on a one for the clubs. So you can actually build code plugs for Echolink, and I think it's very helpful because I have all of them here. I've probably got 50 of them so far. So if you're interested in getting an Echolink code plug, send me an email. Say, hey, Marty, my name is, I'd like to get the Echolink code plug, and I'll send you the link. That's how we'll do it, okay? My call sign's easy. It's KB3MXM, section manager, at ARRL.net. All right, let's take a quick break. And the next we're going to do is we're going to go down to John. I'll see if John is on. WB3GXW, let's see what he has to say. Stand by.
You want me to go now, or should I stand by a little bit longer, WB3GXW?
No, sir. Go right ahead. Thanks.
Okay, good evening, everybody, WB3GXW. Well, I'm slowly but surely recovering from the broken leg, and I anticipate getting the bullet going up and down the steps, that is, next weekend. The Laurel Club has its test session tomorrow at 384 Main Street in Laurel, Maryland. And needless to say, I couldn't make the hamvention for for several reasons, health issues with the wife, the daughter, and me. So here I am. Everybody be safe and count every day you have as a blessing. And that's all I got, Marty. WB3GXW.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, John. So John is the section official bulletin station. He has that title, OBS. He's been the official bulletin station for a long time. And, you know, we really appreciate him getting the bulletins, and we'll be looking forward to those back up here on the Echolink node. And I think it's also, you also broadcast them over the Silver Spring repeater, is that correct? All right. Did I lose him? Okay, we'll go on. We'll go on. We'll get back to him. We'll get back to him. All right, let's grab some of the section staff here. Let's see. Let's do Atlantic Division. Jim, good evening, Jim, WI3N. You're next, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Don't have a lot to add. The ARIES-MAC group is functioning very well and drawing in people from Virginia. This group is primarily focused on the Atlantic Division. However, we are very close to the folks in Virginia, so having them join up is and get involved is very good. So that is going on, and that's about it for me at the moment. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Let's see, both repeaters and nodes at the same time. Okay, all right, let's go to Jim, Jim, WB3KAS. Go ahead.
Okay, KB3MXM. A very good evening, Marty. Everyone else on the net, and we're real busy taking Chasing the Sunset, so outside back working every night until sunset, and then we get in here just in time for the net. I have a couple of items here. We had some unfortunate silent teas within almost 2 weeks of each other. At Kenny Greenhouse, KBCIIE, was our radio officer for many, 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 many years. And he and I worked together very well. It was very sudden. And the second one was KB3NJK Pete Redinger. Now, Pete, he's pretty famous. He's famous in the musical industry. He has won a couple of Grammy Awards. He's a sound engineer technician for... I don't know the group numbers, but we lost both of them within a week of each other, which I'm very sorry to see. Get another nickel. Second is we have on the scene, Dayton, Pam and Jeff, dynamic duo from Indian Head, Maryland, KB3SWS and KB3SPH, both on the list tonight. Maybe we can get a report to see how things are doing out in Dayton. Finally, I have been having some email issues with the league. My ARRL.net bounces, and it probably explains why I'm not getting a lot of replies from people. So I've switched it back down to AOL.com, and maybe my inbox will start to fill up with information that I have been looking for. So I have been in contact with the league for a couple of weeks now. The last conversation I had was early this morning. Come to find out that this issue has been around for a long time, and they do not have a solution. So if anybody out there has trouble with the forwarding, call sign at ARRL.net. If you're having issues, save the phone call and just... we'll just hear more about it, I'm sure, as they get somebody working on it. Finally, I too am looking for somebody to fill a position for the Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator. Steve Keller, KC3DSO, has left the building, now living in Delaware, and he can try to straighten out the Delaware people. And that's been a long-standing joke, because I know quite a few of the people out there in Delaware. We look forward to having Steve as one of the members. He's been a very, very helpful in the Prince George's County area. So if you have an itching want to get onto the staff, part of the staff, people, send me an email at wb3ks@aol.com, and I'll fill you in on the details. That's all I have. Very good evening, everybody. Back to net. Modi, go ahead.
All right, Jim. Good report. Good report indeed. You know, Jim brings up an interesting topic that I'm familiar with, is disaster preparation. Some of you already know, but if you don't, I do work for FEMA, and I'm every day a briefing on what's going on in the nation when it comes to disasters. So flooding, fires, volcanoes, snowstorms, hurricanes, you name it. But let's talk about Maryland, D.C. for a second. You know, we've got a huge body of water called the Chesapeake Bay, and it sloshes around quite a bit, so we can have local flooding. We have the Susquehanna River, we have the Potomac River, we have the Eastern Shore, we have the Atlantic Ocean. We are in the major area for our nation's leadership, Washington D.C. We're part of the Meganopolis, which is Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, and Richmond. We have major transportation modals going through the state, railroad, shipping in the Port of Baltimore and Chesapeake area. We have major interstates transversing through our state and our communities as well. So look at it as if there was a need to be called up to communicate. Know your community. I always when I give my talks at the Hamfest, I always say you can get a free Maryland roadmap at any of the welcome centers or rest stops on the expressways. You can also email to have one sent to you. Find your location and draw a circle around your location, 5-mile circle. Do you know everything that's in that 5 miles? Hospitals, police departments, fire departments, schools. Is there any potential areas that would be of concern, like rivers or maybe large metropolitan areas that could need assistance? And talk to your local emergency coordinator or your club folks, or Jim, for example, that your situation awareness in times of need is very, very important. It relieves our first responders, and if our state emergency managers would need situation awareness, let's say a local school in your area, they're going to use it, let's say, to land a helicopter or use it as a staging area for medical supplies, and they may need to know if the parking lot's flooded. And if you're there nearby and you can report that, that's very, very important. But you need to have the training. You need to have – all right, it got me. And you need to be able to communicate in an effective way. So get that education, get that training, get that experience, and participation is very important. All right, let's take a nickel, which I should have done a moment ago. And we'll move to our next repeater on Frederick. So stand by, folks. We'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink system, Wash_DC and linked repeater. Stand by, please. All right, that should be enough time. Let's go to W3FDK. And if we have somebody there that can check in, let us know what's happening in that area and call your stations. All right, I'll go ahead and take the lead here. All right, do we have any stations on the W3FDK repeater or on the EchoLink node that would like to check in? Remember, call sign slowly, phonetically, please.
Kilo, 3, Bravo, Zulu, Zulu, no comment.
Alpha, Bravo, 3, Echo, no comment.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Kilo, 3, Bravo, Zulu, Zulu, and Alpha, Bravo, 3, Echo. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. If you have any other questions, you can send an email to the section manager, and we'll see if we can answer any questions you have. And thank you very much for participating this evening. All right, let's go to the K3ORB repeater and EchoLink, and any stations that would like to check in. Your call signs, please.
Marty, I think we got an email that the repeater was down on Ocean City.
Yeah, Mark sent me an email that the windstorm knocked down their repeater antenna, but Mark also said that the link would be up, so if there might be somebody on the link. Thank you, Jim. Is there anybody on the link in Ocean City? Well, I'm not surprised. If I was in Ocean City, I certainly wouldn't be on the radio right now. All right, we'll move on. Thank you very much. All right, let's go down to I want to go down to Pam and Jeff. Let's see. We'll take Jeff first. KB3SPH. Jeff in Dayton, go ahead, sir.
Roger, Marty. Good evening, everyone. This is KB3SPH listening in from Xenia. Typical hamvention started out with a torrential rainstorm at about 6 a.m. this morning, and it was done by 8 a.m., and it cleared up nicely. Seems to be well attended here. Pam and I helped out with the VE testing. I think we had over 100 candidates go through today. So over to Pam, KB3SWS. Pam, any further comments?
Thank you, KB3SPH. This is KB3SWS. As Jeff said, we volunteered with the license exam session today, and we are on schedule to do the same thing tomorrow. So we have had quite a few new licensees today, as well as quite a few upgrades to Extra, which was interesting. So it was a good day. We're meeting a lot of nice people. And I'll send it back to Marty, KB3MXM. This is KB3SWS.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff and Pam. I'm jealous. I wish I could be there. But I actually had a meeting at 10 o'clock this morning in Emmitsburg, Maryland, at the Fire Academy, and met with the executives up there. So, you know, there was no way I could say, well, thank you very much for the meeting, and then jump back in the SUV and drive to Xenia. That wasn't going to happen. And I don't have the right area to put in the landing strip, so no airplane trips for me. All right, thanks. That's great news. That's great news indeed, and thank you very much for sharing that with us. You know, we recently found out, we all, I'm sure, is aware that the license cost for licensing from the FCC, and there's our details that you need to be aware of. You know, it isn't the same for all, and what I mean by that is, you know, the league has indicated their willingness to help with that fee with new licensees. There's certain way, you know, if you're upgrading or you're changing, are you getting a special call? So you can find that information on the FCC website under amateur radio call signs. They have it all laid out for you. And when you have to pay your license fee. And since the license fee has changed, let me just mention this. A license fee is also, and if I'm not mistaken, it also changed. It went down. If you are a GRMS, General Mobile, GMRS operator, and you have a GMRS license, I think that fee was reduced. I think it was 70. It went to 35. But, yeah, some fee changes, and so you can find all of that on the FCC website. All right. Let's go. Let's see where my time at. Okay, I'm good. Let's go to who else? Oh, I got Joe. I got Stu. I've got Farid. N6FAK. You're next. Go ahead. Of course, I need to get off the microphone. Sorry. Hang on a second.
Hello. No problem. This is November 6th, Foxtrot Alpha Kilo. Hi, how are you doing? And I am out here in Columbia, MD. enjoying outside exercising, and I have no comments. Actually, I have one comment. It's about our sport, our hobby and a sport called hunting. Do we have any hunters in this hobby? I'm just kind of curious. And 6FAK out.
Well, that's an interesting question. I know that I know of some ham radio operators that got their license so they could take their HT when they go canoeing. And I know that the Appalachian Trail is also very active, but I don't know. That's a good question. Are there hunters that use amateur radio? I don't know that. Okay, well, I'm going to put that on my list here, and I'll see if I can find something. And maybe we'll have an answer for you the next time we meet. All right? All right, very good. Let's go down to Nasra, KB3OLP. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Nasra, KB3OLP. I have no comments. I have a question. What is Eagle 8 referenced 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago?
Ooh, I don't know. Let's see. What was the reference again? I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand you. One more time, please.
Eagle 8. Was it a repeater or something?
Oh, that was Mike. The 805. So there's a repeater in Anne Arundel County, and the frequency, the last part of the frequency is 805. Sometimes repeaters are referred to by that last few numbers because they'll be unique in many cases, like the 330 for Shawsville, or maybe the 67 or 7 or the 73 for Frederick. Is that what you're interested in?
Yeah, I was just curious what it was, and then I decided after you started mentioning all these repeaters that was what it was. By the way, a comment. The fellow was asking, the gentleman was asking if there were any hunters on the talk. I'm not a hunter, but I totally support it. So being from Montgomery County, that's kind of rare. So, and I wish I could get Bambi out of my backyard. Bye.
Yes, that's and it's interesting because it is a sport, and so yeah, you're right. In Montgomery County, it's rare. I'm in Baltimore County. It's equally rare up here. But I'm going to do some searching on the internet and see if there's amateur radio hunters, maybe in the more in the areas where that's more popular. Maybe I can find something for him. But okay, well, thank you, Nestor. Thank you very much for joining this evening, and please come back and join us again. All right, let's go to Jed, KB3 Zulu Tango Whiskey.
Yeah, this is KB3ZTW, and I'm located in Gaithersburg, Maryland, but on EchoLink tonight, and I appreciate your work. Thank you very much. Back to the net.
Well, thank you for joining us here. All right, let me take the break here and let the repeaters reset and ID. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland, D.C. section manager. And thank you all for joining us here on the WB3GXW EchoLink node, WASH_DC. And for all of our repeater owners and trustees that are linked into us this evening, stand by. We'll be right back. All right, that should be long enough. Let's go to Stu, WI3J. Go ahead, Stu.
Well, good evening, Marty. Everyone at that, WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. And great job as always, Marty. Always interesting, always good topics, and always I learn something there. Yeah, I saw a weather alert a little while ago, and they're cautioning people to be very careful the next 2 days because we have not acclimated yet to the hot weather. We have not gradually kind of ramped up to 90 degrees. I mean, this has just come like out of nowhere, from mild weather to mid-90s with heat indexes near 100. So if you're going to be outdoors, stay hydrated, limit your activities, take breaks, Get in the shade occasionally, so don't overdo it, is what they're saying. So good advice there. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
All right. Thank you, Stu. Thank you very much. Yes, good advice, good advice, good advice, especially being outside. Now that the days are a little longer, daylight, and being outside, you know, make sure you're hydrated. Do those special things that you need to do when you're doing those things, and look out for others as well. All right, let's move down to Patrick. Yes, let's do Patrick, and then after Patrick, it'll be KB3T Tango November Hotel. Let's go to Patrick first, KC3 November Lima Romeo. All right, Patrick might have checked out. Let's go to KB3TNH, Tango November Hotel. All right, he might have checked out too. All right, so let me bring up another topic I think of some interest here, and we might actually end before 9. So hang on a second. Let me grab it. Stand by.
KB3YQK, go ahead and put me in the mix.
Okay, YQK, I got you on there. All right, stand by. We'll get to you in just a moment. So let me bring up this other rats, I hope I didn't close it. No, there it is. So if you haven't heard of digital mobile radio, DMR, you might have heard about C4 FM or the Yaesu Fusion. You might have heard D-Star. All of these systems, including the one you're on this evening, is radio over IP, radio over the internet. So you have a, just like your cell phone, radio over IP. It's a radio, and you're talking over the internet. Voice over IP is radio over IP. So digital mobile radio is another form of amateur radio, and it's digital mode. So if you're trying to listen to it in analog, it's going to sound like that growling sound you get from digital modes. But there is a net that occurs every Thursday. It's called the Mid-Atlantic DMR Net, and it has a net control. The early check-ins are at 7:30, with the net officially starting at 8 o'clock, and they use Talk Group 3124. Now, I'm not going to get into the technical part about talk groups, but it's a talk group. And if you're familiar with this Echolink, think of each one of these things as being a talk group. So when you're on that particular talk group, you get to listen and talk to the people that are on that node. And it's very interesting. It covers the entire state. There's a lot of things going on, and it's a great bunch that's there. And just, I'm not selling any equipment here. I'm not telling you this. But I bought an Anytone radio about a year ago, and it took me a while to figure out. Now, I'm gonna tell you, it takes a little bit to program it. You need to have basically a code plug. You need to have it programmed. You can do it on the fly. You can add your stations, but there are folks out there and places out there that actually have like all of the DMR stuff, and you can download like all the users. I think my radio can hold like 10,000 users. But DMR, you might want to look into it. Okay, DMR. All right, let's take a break, and we'll go to the next person on the list. This is KB3MXM. All right, let's try that again. Let's go to Joe, K3IFO. Go ahead, Joe. All right, Joe might have left. Thank you, Joe, for joining. Let's go to KB3YQK.
Oh, good evening, Marty. Just enjoying the night. I came across with mobile, headed to Antietam Battlefield to drop off scouts for the weekend of camping. Then I'll get the trip back home, so it's able to join in. So I'm coming through the Frederick repeater, which is 14130, I think, is our transmitting on. I'm not sure the rest. And got nothing else to add. We're doing a field day meeting, planning meeting at the Anne Arundel Club, and we're going to be having the field day event there, and all are welcome. Anne Arundel Radio Club is also holding our monthly examination session on the second Saturday of each month. And if anyone is interested, beginning in July, we will be starting up an extra class, and that'll be on Zoom, and hopefully hybrid as well, so we can do it in person and on Zoom. That's what I have to add for tonight's net, and I guess I'll wait my turn for the next round. KB3YQK, back to net controls.
Okay, thank you very much. KB3YQK on his way to the Antietam battlefield with scouts for camping event this weekend. Another great one. And I think we have the, let's see, I have to check. Stand by, folks. I got to look up something. Hang on. I wanted to see if there was any interesting special events in amateur radio, but there's so many places to find those. And, you know, you can participate. There's so many things to do. We've got Memorial Day coming up, and there, I'm sure there's going to be many locations that are doing special events. Definitely look those up. Definitely look those up, and hopefully you'll find one that you can participate in because they have them everywhere. And you don't need HF a lot of times. They have these events sometimes. Again, radio over IP, make it available to you. All right, let's see. Have I missed anybody? Let me look at the list. Pam, Jim. No. All right. We'll go back to K3ORB. Anyone on the Ocean City Link system that would like to check in? All right. I think that's it, and there's no round two for tonight, folks. I want to thank you all for joining us. I hope you found some interesting things, and please continue to communicate. As I've said, you've heard me say in the past, and I'll say it again, be safe, be well, and be on the air. And we'll get together soon, real soon. I'll be at the next HamFest, and that one is changing screens. It's going to be the Maryland FM Association out there at the fairgrounds, West Friendship. And I think what I found out recently was they were actually double booked, and they were going to have their event outside the fairgrounds in the grassy area. But I think the other event either canceled or is not going to be there. So actually, they're on again at the fairgrounds. All right. That's all I have. Does anybody have any alibis? This is your opportunity. Any alibis before we close the net tonight? All right. That's it, folks. Look at that. And thank you all for participating this evening. Amateur radio is a great hobby. And I'm sure we'll get a chance to chat again in another month, and looking forward to it. Everybody have a good night. 7-3s, be safe, be well, and be on the air. KB3MXM, QRT.
Good to hear. KB3YQK, standing by.
KB3SPH, Jeff, still there? WB3KAS.
I'm here, Jim. KB3SPH, go ahead.
I just wondering if Charles made it up there with you.
Yes, Charles is king of the flea market this HamFest. He has a setup and is going hot and heavy with his personal selling. Over.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you left out. I think you had a downpour this morning, I believe is what you said. But I hope you get good weather the rest of the couple of days. And have fun. Spend all that money up there. They're good for the economy. 73, thanks for coming back, and a very good evening to my sweetheart, Pam. WB3KAS, up and clear.
Roger, Jim. 73, KB3SPH, I'm clear.
Wait a minute. Your sweetheart, Laurel, might be upset hearing that, Jim. WI3N is clear.
KB3 ZTW, clear.